This goes to Dr. S-A-I-L-A-J-A Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Julie Kautz, K-O-U-T-Z, date of birth January 8, 1963. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Kautz, who was seen in consultation on July 15th of 2025 for elevated creatinine levels, diabetic nephropathy, and history of kidney stones. She traveled to Florida in September and just returned over the weekend. She gets labs done in Florida while she is there. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit, and she's gained 6 pounds over the last 10 months. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema or claudication problems. Medications, I want to highlight Januvia, 100 milligram weekly. Ozempic is 1 milligram weekly. She's on novel and regular insulin. She's on Humalog, regular insulin, per sliding scale, and the Novalin 70-30 insulin is 15 units once a day. Other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 182 pounds. Pulse is 67, oxygen saturation 97% on room air. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 136 over 80. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen soft, non-tender, no CVA tenderness, no edema, and no unusual rashes or lesions. Labs, the most recent lab studies were done February 3rd of 2026. Creatinine stable at 1.02, estimated GFR is 62. Electrolytes are normal, calcium is 9.4, phosphorus 4.0, albumin 4.1, intact parathyroid hormone 46, calcium 9.4, protein to creatinine ratio is 12, within the normal range, hemoglobin 12.9, normal white count, normal platelets, and urine negative for blood and negative for protein. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 2, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. She will continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months. 2, diabetic nephropathy. The patient reports she's got excellent blood sugar control and her last hemoglobin A1C was 6.1. 3, history of kidney stones, but no symptoms within the last year. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.